Glorify the Father. This is the time when Jesus ascended into heaven after the resurrection. When he departed, it was clear to his disciples that they had the job of continuing the work of Christ's ministry. Their questions were not unlike questions you or I would have. They wondered if they were up to the job, whether or not they could do it. The one interesting thing about the departure of Jesus is what he conveyed in his prayer prior to departing. In this prayer, Jesus says that everything he has been given comes from God. He presents that quite clearly. There's a subtle but powerful life lesson here. The life lesson is that all that is given, all that we have, comes from God. All that we are comes from God. We all like to be recognized. Human nature is such that we look to be praised and thanked more so than being ridiculed or punished. If you were to think about it, rarely do we hear a complaint that a person or organization gave us an award or some sort of recognition. No one complains about being awarded a gift. The complaint is usually of the nature that we didn't do this or that, or that there wasn't one bit of acknowledgement for the work that we did do. We would honestly find it unusual to hear a complaint about receiving a trophy or some other citation or award. We would think that would be quite strange. Why did they give me Man of the Year? Take it back. That generally doesn't happen. At the same time, we are critical of people who take credit for things that they haven't done or they really don't deserve. We know that there are some folks who are shy and may not want to come forward, but that's not who we're talking about here. There are others who run up to be acknowledged, knowing full well they had nothing to do with the result and don't deserve the accolades. When we see this, this is when the whispers start and the cynical giggles. We are critical of these folks. But what's interesting, and what's going on at the same time, is that in a funny sort of way, we are those folks. We often want to take credit for things that we really don't deserve the credit for. We want to take credit for our birth-given gifts. We had nothing to do with that. And yet we want to take credit for it. This is in contrast or opposition to considering the true origin of our gifts, the true origin of what we have attained just by being birthed. It's too easy to become self-inflated and taking credit for this accomplishment or that achievement. It's really God doing the work through us, in us, as us, especially if the works are to God's glory. But we like to take credit for that which we actually have no control over, that which we've been gifted by. Now, we can celebrate great wins on Wall Street, but they're short-lived. We can celebrate victories in battle, but the nature of war is that there's always another, and wars continue. We can celebrate great wins in real estate, but that too is short-lived. When we celebrate great wins of the heart, of spirit, great winds of faith, that's God. Glory be to God. That's the ultimate point. In John 14:10, it says, These are not my words, but it's the Father in me who does the work. When the work, your work, is directed in this way, yes, God the Father is glorified. When you become clear that the real work is God's work, then you are working within your design. You're working within your true nature. Then your work clearly becomes about fulfilling God's plan for the world. Continue your work. God bless.